Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago. Of course, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, the voice of Davey in your company. Much love and thank you to my brethren, Brace, for locking on the last three. Now it's my turn to blaze it inside one of the biggest shows to hit the radio since sliced bread. It is the Overdrive with Davey here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Time for another edition of Tasty Tuesdays right here. Good afternoon to my good friend, Chef Sean Spencer.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be here again, man. Brother, it's good to be here.
I cannot big man voice. You'll be coming with you, forcing me to bring out my big man voice. Take your time.
No,
good
man,
afternoon
natural,
to you,
buddy.
Chef.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Trinidad Tobago. Good afternoon, Davey.
Good afternoon. I'm not taking no text about the chef this afternoon. That's all. You just do bother me.
Nah, like, come in, man. You can come in, but whole week you here taking texts for yourself.
As you get... come, oh God. Don't nah, they but... come around the chef now.
That we're talking about.
Is that boy? As you come in the studio, put the camera on the chef now. Yeah. Chef, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here again.
Yeah, man. You know, somebody sent me a video the other day. Uh-huh. About last week, boy? Over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
This person real disrespectful, do you know? Okay. They sit down. So I see in lap, like legs sit down with an address with two slices of bread. I didn't want to imagine when I go to the next pick is condensed milk on the bread.
Well, you see, they you see people encouraging you. Yeah, you see, people encouraging you, man. That we're talking about.
Why all you so?
People still encouraging you to have that, right? So that's what I'm talking about.
So, I mean, Chef, how was the weekend, partner?
Weekend was great. I had a really wonderful weekend.
You know,
took some time to.
I wonder if this what you having here is gonna taste anything like is it crust? No, not crusty. Krusty Krab is SpongeBob.
Well,
crafty, is it crafty?
I think it's crafty. You're
crafty
trying to say
crab,
yeah.
Crab, boy.
Yeah, yeah. So what Davey's actually having is Sunday. I'm having a seafood broil, and that seafood broil is running for 2 days. It's
So you serve it in the bag and everything?
Nah, I can't serve it in the bag. Trinidadians ain't gonna want to eat from the bag. You know, I want to get it in the bag and go the whole way.
So why not be the chef to edify the nation?
Well, I could only do it in small portion. We had so much problems actually getting people to eat pumpkin chow. All right, I don't cross that stage. You know what I'm saying? So I want to do it in little stages. You know, like pickle red cabbage and stuff. I mean, I can't bring all one time. Well, I go throw them out. So you could picture yourself eating a seafood broil, right? You ever had seafood broil? I'm sure you had seafood broil before, right?
But of course. I tell you, it's in the bag. I love a seafood broil. Man. This person only calling my phone, boy. Good afternoon.
Baby.
What's up, buddy?
Yara, answer. From time to time, I know you don't reveal yourself, you know. Krusty Krab is from SpongeBob, boy.
Yeah.
Krusty Krab is SpongeBob,
yeah. You're from the baby shark generation,
boy. What's up, buddy? I miss you, boy.
I'm good, man.
Good to be here.
What was that challenge, Dave? Yeah, don't you?
Well, boy, that challenge come. You see, he eat it home, and he hide away from everybody. So. I can't really force him too much, you know. I mean,
after
2-3 weeks after we, you know, trying to force it, I don't move on to something else already, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, how much I go teach a boy? If a boy never eat that from since he's small, he wish big man now, I will give him a teeth, you know what I'm saying? There's your Trinidadians, you know, we hear that we doesn't like to try nothing new. So
that's
what I tell him now I have it a seafood broil. I get so much of problems to get them pumpkin chow. You understand? So now we're having a seafood broil now. So, you know, kind of bringing it out. Some people had it, some people didn't have it, but we go see what's going on.
Well, I definitely inside the seafood broil because I want to know if it tastes.
You'll get two, but.
Anything like
you
want to eat.
For you.
You can't?
No.
Yeah, because. You know. Davey, real fighting. Real fighting. They ain't cheating about Davey.
Well, I see in a seafood. Well, listen, Kelvin. You had to come down to Patience and Rush on Friday 28th and Saturday 29th. That's next weekend. At the corner. Well, not really the corner, but we're coming down to Sackville Street in Porto Spain. All right, there's $100 per person.
Righty.
You walking right along there.
I walking righty.
Nice. And bring your boss too, the commish. You know, let she pass through. And see if you can get a seafood broil.
Nah, the commish go get a broil after... She passed the test in June. In June, she bring it on the crime rate. So when we see them figures, then she'll get a boil.
I want to meet the commish bad, you know. is a lady I wouldn't mind sitting on and breaking words with. I would like to meet the commission one day.
Yeah, but don't worry, we're gonna link up something.
But you better not. Let me ask you something. You in the just off the record here at the police admin building. You there?
Nah. Okay. I don't wear the blue and gray.
All right. Cool. I'll touch base with you off here. All right, bro.
All right.
Yeah, man. Take care. Yeah. So the thing about it with the seafood broil, I just hoping it matching up to the crafties taste. But I do think, Sean, you should, for a handful of persons that, you know, would be willing to try it and take pictures with it, instead of serving it in a box, you should consider the plastic bag.
Okay.
And hit one or two customers. Not everybody, eh? Show them this is the original way it's supposed to be served and see what they think now. But I think so. Because I got excited when I saw that this was advertised, that you're having this. I was excited.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad a lot of people actually taking interest. A lot of people have really they know what it is.
So
a lot of people are really taking interest. It's starting to really pick up now.
But that's good. So, I only found out about a seafood broil last year with my trips back and forward to Miami. I was introduced to it and I realized I really like this thing.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon. All right, call me back. 627-3223. 625-2257, or you can send your WhatsApp messages to 306-1065. We're talking Eid holiday that's coming up this weekend. Of course, the menu. What's on the menu for the Eid festival? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. And Chef Jason, man, what happened?
Hey, Chef Spencer, boy, what are you seeing? I know you're going to call.
Here they see now. It have this guy, right? I'll tell you what name man after I finish, say what I say. It have this guy, right? Boy, every Saturday, this man going by the poultry and he buying five chicken, big chicken, eh? Right?
Mm.
And Sunday waiting the man is get to eat. You know the toe from the chicken foot?
The toe?
The toe, now the nail from the chicken foot, the end of the chicken foot, the toenail. That is where the wife he buying the chicken for used to give him to eat. Right?
Oh,
he dies only getting for me five chicken he buy. He said, well, she's saving the best for company, you know, and thing. And you know, that is, well, he was getting, he forward they sell up big with a big boil. I don't know if that because maybe any old people say when you get horn, your foreigners have a big boil. Yeah?
People say that?
Well, if I
all right, bro,
you know,
thanks.
Yeah, you know who is that?
Mm-mm.
And I'm supposed to tell you, you remember the fella sing the calypso, don't tell a soul?
Mm.
I'm sure David know that calypso, you know, so I can't sing it, but the calypso, don't tell a soul.
All right, thanks.
But the fella name is Barataria Boy, the fella would have just called. That's where he just get to eat.
All right, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Now, when it comes to Eid holiday, as in Trinidad and Tobago, a lot of these holidays are the meals are associated with it. Let's take Christmas, for example. Yeah, your Christmas rice. We know sorrel is a beverage in Trinidad and Tobago. It's mostly consumed around Christmas. We also like ham. People just get the impression like you can't bake a ham all the time of the year. Only Christmas time you can eat ham and various meals. Now, Chef, your experience, what is an Eid meal?
Oh boy, for me, and not for everybody, so you don't quote me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the sweets.
The sweets?
Yeah, I really like the sweets, boy, especially the kruma, boy.
So that means Diwali and Eid had that kind of sweet thing.
Yeah.
But one of the things I know with Eid as well is that the Muslim community, their meats must be halal.
Yeah.
Their meats must be halal. And when we look at what it is, you know, it simply means permissible in Arabic. Certain foods such as pork products, blood, alcohol, and predatory animals are designated haram, forbidden.
Yeah. So most.
So they don't really consume those things.
Yeah.
They consider forbidden under the Islamic faith. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, baby.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, man. Well, you asked the question, what is maybe the typical Eid meal.
Just
to answer it more or less, of course, no pork products.
No
all
blood.
Meats must be halal. You have sweet Indian delicacies. You have vegetarian food from fried rice to you name it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
You have all the other meats too, and like I say, except any pork products and what have you. absolutely no alcoholic beverages. You know, I am a vegetarian, but I attend Eid celebration every year. My relatives are Muslims, and, you know, they cater for everybody. You know, and it's really lavish meals, you know. They pay nothing.
So when is it
I love that swine, you know.
They really go out and they really put, for that last day, that last day of the celebration, they really go out and put out color.
You know, the vermicelli with the milk and what have you. They put nuts and raisins and what have you. So it's really beautiful meal that they serve to you. Thanks, man.
What you were saying, actually, last day they actually go out and actually it's like a festival. So everything they create, especially as you just said, with the sweets. So which mean to from kruma to say wine to barfi to gula jamun. They're like the thick kruma, you know, that thick one where they actually add some butter into that, so the kruma is actually soft. It's not as hard as cripsy as we usually get it. So that last day, remember, you was fasting for the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the last day is when you're breaking down fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going in hard, as the caller just says, right? No alcohol. Mm-hmm. All right. Obviously no pork. Mm-hmm. All right. And it's that time you're celebrating with your friends and family.
It's like a Christmas time.
But don't mention Christmas. All right. But for us to know, it's something like
it's
that.
Something like that.
It's something like that.
They buy gifts to each other. I understand. Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
It's
share
your love for the sweets, boy. It's really delicious.
Sorry? Can you repeat?
Your love for the sweets.
Oh, yeah. I love the sweets. I love the sweet part of it.
Fantastically. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's really, 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 really good. Especially the sea wine.
Sea wine.
Actually, when I used to make, my mom used to make sea wine, she would actually parch the vermicelli a little bit, like a kind of, so it used to taste as it actually had peanut butter in it.
Is this a wine and alcoholic beverage?
No. No, it's because they had the word wine.
It's a juice.
It's a drink that is made with milk, vermicelli or tin pasta.
So a glorified juice.
Yeah. No, it's not a juice. It's made with milk. I just said milk. And you add some cherries or raisins and stuff in it.
It's a gourmet dairy.
No, you never had porridge. All right. So it's thick. Because once you add the pasta to it, remember it's milk. So you add in pasta, it has a little creamy, thickishness to it. And you actually add raisins, and if some people add cherry and stuff to it. So it is really, really nice. It's creamy. It actually is very filling. You never had it?
No.
Say why?
No.
Oh my, you should. You should.
Probably would.
Yeah, sure.
When it comes to halal meat, I mean, there's a way in which the animal is slaughtered. One of the things that they go for the main jugular, the jugular vein, more or less, which is the artery, the windpipe. They kill the animal there. Now, animals must be alive, to kill it, and also healthy at the time of slaughter, and all blood is drained
properly,
properly from the carcass. All right. Once that is done, it's the Islamic form of slaughtering poultry animals. So the meats. The beef is the way the animal is killed, and prepared.
And because the environment have to be clean, sanitized properly. Nothing else must be done in that. Usually it have the rabbi will come in and check the place.
Before they kill.
And after.
They kill animals.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
John.
Yeah?
You asked me, Davey, if you ever had sea wine. Obviously, no. You know, it's anyone on low blow and boiling, but you never had for it. But you asked me, man, if you ever had sea wine. You want to know what was that glorified?
A juice, yeah. The man keeps saying juice. Yeah, boy. Yeah, but I want... Yeah, and this is what this show is about. Yeah, this show is really about to edify and for people to kind of broaden their horizon, because a lot of us not accustomed, trying other stuff.
Don't know what you say. I mean, I didn't make that anytime I used to drink it.
Yeah, boy, that real nice, boy.
I always want to fuck at home.
Yeah, but if you never had condensed milk, you may not, you know, so...
Well, yeah, but that was saying, but you asked me, man, you never had porridge, so you asked me about sea wine. I'm gone.
All right, okay, buddy.
What they're saying here, meat slaughtered under Islamic laws, principles halal, fish and other marine animals are not required to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
All right, fruits. So if it's fish, you ain't pulling the fish and get the juggler. And, you
know, nah.
So marine animals are not required to be slaughtered. Fish and fruits and vegetables, dairy products, excluding cheese, made from non-halal animals.
Yeah.
All right, they say Indonesia and Malaysia, two countries that have a lot of halal food. Other countries with significant Muslim population, such as the Middle East, also Pakistan and Bangladesh, who also have a variety of halal dishes.
Now I want to interject a little bit. One of the reasons why for slaughtering it properly, because there's something called rigor mortis, that is the improper slaughtering of the animal. We spoke about that sometime. And if you don't bleed the animal properly, you have that carryover blood that when you tore it out, something you might just kill it. You freeze it, and then after... you put it to the bottom of your fridge or when you see that blood ooziness, right? So that's the blood now oozing out because they didn't stun some process didn't stun the animal properly. So the animal sees up, and as it sees up, the blood thickens and it takes a while to come out. All right, so that is one of the processes.
I often wonder about that, because you're going to kill the animal. The animal realize you're going dead. I mean, he goes, I could never understand that process, and I would never like to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
In Islamic law, you don't ever eat meat that is not halal, not in fasting month alone. All during the year, all the time,
mm-hmm.
you eat only halal meat.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you kill... to say a bull, and you catch the blood,
mm-hmm.
and you make whatever dish you want to make with it, that is haram. It is not good also too.
Wait. Repeat that. When you kill the animal,
yes,
and you catch the blood, that yes. is also haram?
Yes.
So you're not supposed to catch the blood?
You're supposed to let it drain out and run out.
Mm.
But some people, they say the halal meat, yes, but they still want the blood because that blood supposed to run or not supposed to utilize that blood anymore.
Oh.
Yes.
Because they make pudding.
Yes, that's the first thing I was thinking about pudding. That's the first thing on to mind.
Utilize that blood at all.
Yeah.
Oh, so under the halal, so that would consider as haram once
it is haram, yes.
Oh, thank you very much for edifying us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate. You know, I see something here. Shakshuka.
That's like a stew. A spice stew that is made with boiled eggs.
Mm.
And it's more from North Africa dish.
North African dish. But it is an excellent example of how spice can enhance the flavor of food without making it too hot.
You know, one dish we just eat from the Middle East, and sometimes we don't even recognize it. You know, you go down on the avenue and you have a gyro, and you see they're cutting it from that, from that stand that they have.
God, I miss these days, boy. Ooh, boy. I'm so happy that these days come back. Amen, Jesus, boy. I'm glad to have it back. Folks, we're just about 6 minutes away. We'll make him stand up for 2 minutes. I spoil it, we're going to make him stand up for 2 minutes. You only break any people and I'm taking it talking about me. Anyway, so, I mean, this Eid coming up, we know halal meats is part of the process. There's a no alcohol. But you know what I want to know, boy? Is it that Muslims do not indulge in alcohol at all from your experience? Or is it only done during the month of Ramadan, but they can engage with it after? That's something I'm never clear about it. I'm not clear on it,
so we are probably...
Say again?
They don't.
Period.
At all, to the point where they don't even use deodorants with alcohol.
Oh,
wow.
Yes, Sashi just said not even deodorants with alcohol, no alcohol at all. Yeah, to the extreme.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, all right.
You got the right man here for your show.
Can I ask you questions?
Sit on the other side and ask the questions.
Yeah.
You got the right man. What's wrong with you?
If you see how Davey watching.
I didn't know we get permission to just talk just so randomly.
Yeah,
randomly.
Sashay's inside.
People just talk just...
Well, help you because you ain't know the answer.
Well, I appreciate... No, you can't say that. I liked the song this way because I want my listeners to understand.
And yeah, make the listeners take that.
I am touched. I don't give it all, you know, boy. You know, I learned it too. I ain't too high and mighty, you understand? But, I mean, for me, I respect the Muslim community a great deal. You know, I have nothing against you all. I often try to understand, and the more we talk about it, every year I sit on radio and we discuss these different holidays. A lot is coming out. We are learning so much. And when we come back inside the next hour, we continue our discussion in the menus and what type of food is consumed on the day of Eid. Now, Sean, you say the sweets, right? The kurma. But you just get out on the wali too, Nazo?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it's a different, it's a whole different.
It's a different way to make it.
Yeah, remember, we talk about barfi just now, which is a thick kurma and it's softer, right? So you make the two, but barfi is more around Eid. You ever had barfi before? You ever had any sweets around Eid?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you see what they make him awoke? You see what you make him awoke with?
But I make it.
You man, see, never had a sweet.
You ever eat it? You ever had it?
Barfi?
Barfi, you know?
Yes, barfi is one of the most popular.
You ever had it?
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
At this time, you want to say good afternoon back to Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to the final hour here on The Overdrive for today, Tuesday. It is actually the 18th day in the month of April in the year 2023 and not 1962. 8 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. Welcome back, Chef Sean Spencer in the building. What's up, buddy? Oh, I'm pulling your mic now. Go ahead and say it again.
Yeah, yeah. So with that, my mic was off. I said a lot of love inside here, man. Yeah, man. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Give what?
Sorry about that. We was watching the back of your head. It's shiny. Oh, okay. Anyway, so we're back with the foods and delicacies that we will be having on this glorious holiday known as Eid. Now, Eid is a Muslim holiday celebrated across the world. Especially in the Middle Eastern countries. We in Trinidad and Tobago, we are a very diverse culture where every creed and race, according to our national anthem, is expected to find an equal place.
So true.
Well, only in sweet Trinidad and Tobago, the Muslim community can exist with the Hindu and Christian communities and what have yous. And everybody can fellowship, worship in peace.
Pelau.
A real kalalu.
Pelau.
But all walks of life are welcomed. And you find persons of other faiths taking part in the rituals and habits of whatever holiday is coming up. You know?
Yeah.
You understand? Don't get to happen. You know, you look in the banks, you see people of East of African descent, what we call Afro-Trinidadians, rocking the sari around the wali, and then around the Shout out Baptist holiday and them kind of thing. You find people, or even emancipation, you find persons of the East Indian community rocking a dashiki.
Normal,
and nobody in toting feelings now, but everybody, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, you mean you have toting feelings? I must tote feelings when the Prime Minister go down in a white suit and he in a corner sleep away after eating
Roll, do you have a menu? Do you have a menu of food that you can share that you grew up eating on Diwali? Do you want to share that food with us, Roll?
No, I don't. My religion is very private and sacred. I would not venture to talk about my religion nor anyone else's religion.
All right. What religion are you, Roll?
Me? I'm an aspiring learned Hindu.
Okay. Thank you, Roll. Have yourself a good one. He's an aspiring learned Hindu. What is that, boy? Hello, good afternoon.
That should be suspended from your program.
Say again?
He should be suspended from your program.
He should be suspended?
Yes. Nonsensical every time.
Yes, Wind Chimes. Thank you very much.
You're minding your rules. You did the bar for broadcasting. You read the bar for broadcasting. Don't let me drop.
All right, I'll take your advice. Thank you very much, Chimes. That's Wind Chimes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about the meals that you will eat around that time.
Yeah, so we're talking about the meals. And we were talking about the end of the breakfast, the celebration.
Right.
You know,
what they give you on the plate and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're talking about the plates of fare. We're talking about you get a little plates. And one of the things I remember always getting on a plate is them little dates.
The dates.
When last year you eat some dates.
Never really had it.
You never had dates neither?
No.
All right, so you had to get some dates to you, boy.
I went on a lot of dates.
Not that type of dates.
Is a
Jesus Christ.
Because I went on a few dates well, you know.
Yeah, boy. No, not that type of dates. You ever had prunes?
Yeah.
Right, so it's not prunes. Dates is something sweet. It's similar to prunes, but it's...
It's grown on a tree or something?
Yeah, it's grown, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. All right. So, but as a question I want to ask you, Chef, I mean, with your experience and your years, especially in the local art form in terms of cooking, what type of meals do you prepare for, or have you prepared in the past for the Eid holiday?
I've never personally did, but when I worked for the hotels and restaurants, we did prepare meals around that time. Mm. And basically, as it's more of a when I did it, we was more no meats, so it was just all vegan.
Vegan,
we did it, yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, you will share that in that for me in a bit. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, Bis.
Uh huh.
Well, in Islam, you say Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalam. Okay.
Ramadan Mubarak, and then you greet back Mubarak Ramadan.
Yeah.
The meal is called Suhoor meal.
Suhoor.
Suhoor meal.
Uh huh. Suhoor meal.
When you're breaking in a little while, we'll be breaking fast.
Yeah.
So it is sunnah upon the Prophet, peace be upon him, that you could break it with a date and a little sip of water, nothing else.
Oh, so you're breaking fast with the dates.
Yes,
and some
and a little sip of water. Yes, but 1400 years ago, they didn't have much to breakfast on.
Oh, okay.
But
you know, that is why we celebrate the Eid,
mm-hmm.
and that is where you cook abundance of variety of different types of food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in Saudi and the Middle East, they have different meals compared to us. But our meal consists of goat, chicken, beef, right, roti, chana, and aloo, pumpkin, bodhi, bhaji,
mm-hmm.
the basic vegetarian food that, you know.
So,
and then,
of course,
the sawain.
What about lamb?
Well, lamb is the goat. Well, obviously, we do the goat. But lamb, what usually they do, they bake the lamb. They don't curry the lamb. But lamb could fall under sheep. You understand?
Yeah.
So the goat is the goat, and the sheep, well, more in the Middle East, they use more lamb.
They use more lamb, yeah.
They make the lamb biryani.
Mm.
They make the biryani. That is that is like a pilau up there. Everything they use the lamb for. Right? They use the beef, a lot of the beef. They make the rice with the sauce separate. And they cook abundance of food, more than us. And that is the day where we celebrate the celebration of Eid. Because when we fast for the 29 or 30 days, then now that day is our celebration.
Mm.
Where family and friends and neighbors and everybody is invited, and they come by, you know, the respective homes, and they eat and drink, and we share gifts for the children and the elderly. And, you know, that is the day you're trying to reap all the blessings and the rewards that all the fasting you do.
So the Eid celebration, you have a gift giving on that day as well?
Yes.
So Saturday coming?
Yes.
You exchange gifts. Now,
yes.
It's from what time to what time?
All right, at 6:20 we go into breakfast, and this morning we start fast around just a little before 5.
So before 5, so overnight, during the night you can eat?
Yes.
So and you're breaking fast daily at around
5 o'clock?
6:20 fast in a little while.
Oh, in a little while, right?
Yeah.
So the next hour or so, you all will be breaking fast.
Yeah, at 6:20.
And you'll
so
be
able to wait. Yeah, we have to wait for the azan to call. When the azan call, then we make a dua, which is a prayer,
mm-hmm.
and we thank Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for giving us the sustenance with the food, meaning that the food that comes from me, that is what we break the fast with. Then now, when we break the fast, we go and pray. It's a prayer that we go and pray upstairs where the imam lead the congregation in the prayer.
Uh-huh.
After that, then we come back downstairs. We go to our respective home and we eat a light meal. Because remember, for the whole 12, 14 hours, we ain't eating anything.
Yeah.
So you just can't come and gobble down a set of food. You know, you have to eat very light. Because,
so
you know, you have to give your organs and things a little time for it to set up meat and all kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do when you go home, you try to drink a hot cup of ginger tea. Some people mm-hmm. suffer with a lot of gas, you know. So you drink some hot tea or something, you're able to make your stomach feel a little relaxed. So basically Saturday is Eid, and that is the day we will be celebrating. We will go into the mosque, go into the various communities to the mosque, and they celebrate, right? And then that will be the end of the fasting month of Ramadan, and then there will be optional fast during the course of the week. If a brother wants to do his fast, he can fast. And it is good to fast twice for the month and abstain and just do a water fast. A water fast is very healthy and beneficial to the human, and that is what we do. So basically that is the day base, and my brother also, you know.
Davy,
yeah, and Chef Spencer.
Chef, yeah.
Yes, man. Thanks very much for giving us that info. That was some good info that he gave us, man. Yeah.
That was some very.
Yeah. So we were talking about the sweets and the dates and stuff, and you're talking about the sea wine, and also I hope that you could try barfi. We talked about the barfi, which is the thick kruma, right? The gula jamun, which is the thick kruma, and what else we have? We have the what's that?
You're hearing it too?
I'm hearing something, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing something.
Let me see if I can get feedback. John or the technical crew to check us.
So some other foods from Middle East and stuff we could talk about. Remember I was telling you just now, Middle Eastern food. We're starting to get a kind of custom to Middle Eastern food. As I was talking about, you go down on the avenue and you could get some gyro that is Middle Eastern. Simple as you watch it, some people in South know that. Tabbouleh, I was asking you off air if you ever had tabbouleh before, and tabbouleh is basic chickpeas that is grind with some olive oil and salt and pepper and stuff, and you eat that with we might call it pita bread, but you know pita bread is something like a sada roti. You know,
really?
Yeah, it's like a sada roti, but it has you open it, you cut it, you open it, and you fill it with something called, you could also fill something we call falafel. Again is a chickpeas that you season chickpeas, you grind it up and you season it, and you put it in some the same thing called pita bread, like what we call like sada, and you put like mother-in-law and stuff inside of it. It's really, really quite delicious, really, 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 really good. So yeah, it have a lot of foods outside, especially for Middle Eastern and stuff, that we're not really even embracing really
are not getting something.
Yeah, something not working.
Something went off here. Forgive us, guys, if you're not hearing us clearly, because I'm trying to see if I can get some sort of tech engineering to check me in the studio as quickly as possible. But as Chef was saying, you know, continue to make the point, Chef. Because
I was making the point that because that part of the world and what we eat here is too different. As the caller was saying earlier on, that they substitute the lamb for the goat, which is really, really good. And I mean, some places, some Middle Eastern place will definitely get lamb yogurt, tabbouleh, falafel, shawarma. That's stew lamb. That's the same when you go down, you have your seat and on the those spit, and the guys I'm cutting it off. All right, so yeah, so there are different types of a meal. Basic thing like this week I did a roasted potato with cardamom. Cardamom is a seed, is a Middle Eastern seed that it's small. It's something like a black pepper, but it gives your food a really, really different nice Middle Eastern flavor.
So
that's cardamom.
Cardamom. Yeah. Are you hearing me good in your...
I'm not hearing you good. I'm hearing some sort of feedback that anything. Yeah, so we could talk about even basic thing like potatoes. Instead of using the regular potatoes, you could even use red skin potatoes or them fingerling potatoes, which is totally different. And you know, just to have your meal looking different, you know, for this month, for this weekend, one of the things that I tried and tried doing this week is a jeera stew. I was surprised. A friend told me about it, and I said, "Let me try this jeera stew." And when I did try it, really, it was really, really good. I mean, the flavor was good. People really liked it.
What do you call it? A jeera?
A jeera stew. Yeah, jeera. I used the whole jeera, and I roast it, and then I stew some chicken, and then I add that roasted jeera flavor Tate. And it was really good. It was surprising. So trying to combine, you know, long ago you used to do a curry stew. So now, you know, we combining both ethnic backgrounds, both flavors to the dish.
Hello.
You know.
Hey, Dave.
Good afternoon.
And to the chef.
Hey, buddy.
You ever eat a Jamaican curry goat?
No.
Jamaica. We went to Jamaica and I had it in New York, but I know the Jamaican had their own curry.
Uh-huh.
And they use bay leaf in the curry.
Yeah.
Like you was talking about the cardamom. The cardamom, the next word for it is elaichi.
Elaichi. Okay.
And they use it for the sawine. And then we Muslim have a next delicacy called halwa and malida.
Yeah.
Malida consists of the bosop shot where you chip it up very fine. And you put your raisin and spices and you roll it up like a little.
And you add some cream to that.
That's right. You put milk and thing in it.
Yeah, halwa.
And you make, the halwa and the
Medida.
The malida.
Malida is the pronunciation?
Yes. The halwa could make with flour or you could make with rice.
Okay.
Right. It's a very beautiful, you can look it up. Sorry that when we make a taste here.
So just let me ask you a question. Really the malida is made with bosop shot, roti?
Yes, the malida. Because I do bust up shot, right, and I just have to bust up shot real fine,
real small,
and then they take it and they put the milk and the elaichi, and they dress it up nice with all the different spices, and they roll it up like a ball.
Yeah.
And when your visitors came, they just eat one, and sometimes when you eat one, you want a next one and a next one and a next one, because you put in the same thing that you just talked about, the cardamom.
The cardamom in it,
the
cardamom.
That gives it a beautiful taste.
Yeah.
With the various type of milk and a little cinnamon and thing on it. So you can look it up. You can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, but those are the most popular sweets. We have the malida, the halwa, the gulab jamun, kruma, barfi,
the laddu, the pera.
Pera. Remind me of pera again. I hear that word already.
The jalebi. The pera is a family to the barfi.
Okay.
Right? You even make it with you could make a coconut milk one, or you could make it with a nut, right?
That is the one with the sprinkles on top of it.
Yeah, that is the one I think is the sprinkles.
Yeah, sprinkles, right, with the coconut.
Sprinkles.
Yeah.
You could also incorporate it with the nut.
Okay.
Certain type of nuts, like the almond nuts, they get it very fine.
Yeah.
And it really gives you a very nice, refined taste.
So it gives you that nice flavor then.
That nice flavor. And some of them just do it with coconut. So it doubles the taste.
It doubles the taste, with the coconut.
Rather than the pure flour. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some real.
You better take care, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's some real good, boy.
Well, thanks. It's something that we should look into. You understand, chef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So definitely the sweets. I personally like this. I have a sweet tooth, so around that time I look in to see what kind of sweets I can get. Yeah,
let me get the numbers again. 627-3223 625-2257. You can also send your WhatsApp to 306-1065. Somebody is saying, hi Davey, tell the chef you are a wet foot. You're not a trini. You don't know anything about trini food, whether it's bread or condensed milk or some wine or barf.
Yeah, boy, the man laid me down, boy. Everything, boy. Nothing.
Davey, still awaiting your call. Oh, yeah, good. I gotta make that happen, yes. So I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna definitely give you that call. I'm gonna definitely have to give you that call. But they're saying that is a fake, yes, but you don't go.
Well, but everything I give you, you ain't trying nothing. You never try that, you never try this, you never try. I don't understand. I really don't understand. You had to be a little more adventurous, man. I mean, and you can't come back this next weekend and say you didn't try something.
Well, I gotta try something.
Yeah, try something. I would just say try something. And I would say definitely the sweet stuff, because the sweets is really, really, really good. So if you really want to try something, try something, man. Yeah, barfi, yeah, kruma, yeah. Come on.
If I eat in the kruma, I like the kruma hard. You see the soft thing.
But you never tried. You see, that is what I'm talking about. You never tried.
I want to crunch my crumb.
But you never, suppose you never tried.
So the hello.
First thing you must try is condensed milk and bread. And then you move on.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, then go forget it, girl. Then go forgive you and that, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says, they also say a special prayers. Prayers are said before the slaughter of the animal. Halal means prayer to the life of the animal. Thank you very much for that information. Somebody says, it is pronounced sawine.
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 Sawine or sawine? I just say sawine. And if I'm pronouncing it right, it could be.
Yeah, well, we kind of get rectified there. I know you do your pong of the people think it's working now. Yeah. So we back in again. good evening. Freedom Station making me feel very hungry. Somebody says, hi, Davey. Another one says, okay, this was a call that came in earlier. Florida is on the line. A Muslim prayer. A Muslim partner told me the slowest month for pork sales in Trinidad is the month of Ramadan. He also said he halal his pork. You see, I don't know if Muslims partake in those type of things or if they consider it to be haram. I don't know.
I
don't know. I can't speak to that as to whether or not Muslims does indulge with the pork. Yeah, I know some people don't eat the pork. For whatever reason. Our brethren don't eat pork at all, you know.
Yeah.
He drink real alcohol, eh? And he likes shrimps. He say pork is a kind of dustbin feeder, yeah, but he eating shrimps.
Yeah. We ain't talking about no pork and no alcohol. We go lead that to at the front of.
Right. Somebody says, correction, halal means permissible. So permissible. It's permissible. I've been getting that when I do my research on what is the meaning of halal. It means permissible. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That person, woman, who said that is totally, totally garbage.
Who said what?
About the pork, halal pork.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so, eh?
No. That is totally rubbish.
Yeah, I would imagine
because
so.
Because being Islam, is Muslim in Islam, that is forbidden meat to eat. You cannot halal meat because we consider that to be swine.
Oh, well, right.
That is a forbidden meat.
So
any other meat we eat, we have to say a certain dua, which is a prayer. We must get permission from the Almighty before you pay the life. He gave us that permission in the Quran.
Yeah.
Okay, right? Okay.
But the pig, the swine, is forbidden. In the Bible, it also says that. And in the Quran, it said that he forbid that meat from eating. So you cannot halal that, or you cannot do anything with that when you talk about that pork is the slowest seller in the month of Ramadan. Because if a Muslim brother decides to eat pork, that is on him. But a practicing Muslim, that meat is forbidden.
Well, I think he might.
I would much for, but as I have you on the line, hello? He gone?
I think he gone.
Caller, I would encourage you to give me a call back. As we had you on the line there, we wanted to talk to you about some Eid delicacies or accepted meals during the Eid Fitr celebration or the day itself. All right. So this person is talking from Orlando, Florida, and this person did say that their Muslim partner or friend told them that the slowest month for pork sales in Trinidad would be the month of Ramadan.
Well, I guess people just not buying that.
They wouldn't buy that meat. And most times in solidarity with the Muslim community the faith and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I could understand that. Yeah.
But he also said he halal his pork. So that was a red flag. That raised an eyebrow for me because, like I said, I don't think Muslims, and we got one to clarify.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's a meat that is totally forbidden.
Totally, yeah, totally forbidden.
So you can't halal the pork.
Yeah.
The pig. We ain't halal in that.
No, but I never heard about that.
I have never heard about that. Yeah, so. You have halal chicken and beef and all these other things. But we can't speak to that and don't really want to. Somebody says, hi, Davey, laughter is a good medicine. If you all are serious, that leads to stress. Good idea is to have comedians come on also to make us laugh. Somebody was like, Davey, I know you ain't ponging the woman under no seriousness, but I'm glad that you're branching it and we had a good laugh. As to say that Trinidad is not a serious place. Somebody now tell me to pong the woman. Yes, that was Miss Jackson.
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
DV.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was talking to a Christian person, right?
Mm-hmm.
About this hog, this pork, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, it was a scavenger in days went by until, I think, Jesus Christ rest his hand and purified these animals. So that is why it's good to eat.
Well, you're not wrong. You see, you're not wrong. There was a time in Bible where those things were not good, and you are correct, but that's under the Christianity beliefs, right? Those things were unclean up to a certain point under the Mosaic law and all these things, because Moses existed long before Jesus walked the earth. All right, if you look at Bible history, Jesus and Moses didn't walk the earth around the same time, and neither did Moses come after Christ. Christ was Moses was before Christ. And under the Mosaic law, there was a lot of things that, you know, back then you literally had to commit an act in order to be found guilty of it, to sin. You couldn't even approach God in prayer personally. You had to go to the high priest. The high priest had to make atonement on your behalf and sacrifice animals on the behalf. All those things happen under the Mosaic law. The reason under the Christian belief where Christianity steps in is when Jesus Christ was known as the last sacrificial lamb. That was the last one. He would have died for mankind's sins, allowing persons the opportunity to have a personal relationship with the Creator. No matter what walk of life, you have a personal relationship with God, and you can pray to God. In the Mosaic days and in those days, you had to actually go to the high priest. The high priest had to go to the tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant could not be held by anybody. Just so it was a whole ritualistic process back then, until the Christian era ended. So that is under Christianity. All right. Thank you very much for bringing that point. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Guys, good afternoon again.
Good afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and just an edification, right? I have heard a story, and I want to be edified if this is true or not. But the pig is one of the most versatile animals in the world. Nothing is really thrown away except maybe the lung, because how they are reared in captivity, the lung is always suspect for pneumonia. All right, so only the lung is really discarded. But then the other side, right?
Mm.
I have heard a story that the pig really is a sacred animal to the Muslims, in the sense that it saved the Prophet. And like I say, I want to be edified. I heard the story, and that's the reason that the Muslims do not consume pork. All right, guys. So I make apologies on behalf if I've said something wrong. But hearing the story, I would like to also be edified if that is true or not. But it's a sacred animal. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Appreciate it. I mean, okay,
I never heard that before.
Well, true. So, and we're talking foods nonetheless inside Tasty Tuesdays. I mean, because look at shrimp. Shrimp, considered to be a bottom feeder in the marine life.
Mm, crustacean, yeah.
It's a crustacean. Crabs,
mm-hmm.
All these lobsters, all these animals are crustaceans, so to speak. But we eat them, right?
Yeah, I mean, my man consuming anything and think they could consume anything, you know. I mean, if you go back to the pig, I mean, I remember in culinary school we were taught that pig has a worm in it that is called trichinosis, and that worm is one of the reasons why, because it just doesn't like die, so it enters your system and could cause. And I think I went before COVID. I did go to a meat seminar, and they actually were saying that they were breading meat now with pork, especially without that particular worm. So I don't know if it's clone. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it wouldn't be clone. It would be pork or pigs bred in captivity.
Well, I wouldn't say it wouldn't be, you know, because they're actually doing meats now without, in a lab. That is, I was watching a documentary the other day, and the meat's now being read in laboratory without the animal, the whole process.
You really believe in Hollywood?
So I'm not believing. These are things that are actually happening. There are fake crab meat. There are fake, a lot of fake meats out there.
627-3223-625-2257. Or you can WhatsApp us at 306-1065. We'd be glad to hear from you. So the thing about it is, guys, as we get ready to wrap this episode of Tasty Tuesdays, you know, we always try to bring it to you guys real and as clear-cut as possible and down to earth to the best of our ability. All right. We want to share, if the chef will permit now, an excited recipe for Ramadan. All right, which includes the dates, a variety of dates enjoyed with the natural sweetness. It's being said they're no longer darker, but more like caramel-like in taste than other common types of dates. All right, so there's a recipe here that maybe you can peruse and share with our listening audience in a minute. All right, 627-323-625-2257. And I'm seeing people messaging me. Somebody's now saying that they look forward to the Eid because they just check all the Indian friends and they just have nice food. Now, Eid is not, Muslims are not only Indians in ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, I got to ask if you have no friends.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because you never eat a little gulab jamun or nothing. Yeah.
Well, I never had, I don't even know. Well, I'm glad that's why I'm on Tasty Tuesdays, you know.
Yeah.
People don't get it twisted, you know. I'm sitting down on this show and I'm also being edified and I'm learning as well about a gulab jamun.
Yeah, well, now you know the word.
Yeah. So, for the benefit of those, not including me, for the benefit of those that don't know what a gulab jamun is, could you repeat one last time?
So, gulab jamun is a kruma. It's a thick kruma that's also made with butter. It has, when you bite it, it's thicker. Right, it's a little the difference is like your thumb, tail, or finger, you know. So the gulab jamun is your thumb, it's big and thick, right? And when you bite it, it's not crispy, it's a little more softish.
Well, I wouldn't enjoy that.
Now, yeah,
I probably wouldn't enjoy that. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Vivian. Sean Chef.
Hey, buddy,
we just call the man Sean Chef. The man is Chef Sean, yes.
I use a little guy, yeah,
it's made, man.
Yeah, buddy,
that's you tell me about white rice. Oh, rice white. You tell me about rice white.
Yeah. You know what? Before I leave, I just want to remark, right? I couldn't believe or fathom or comprehend Sean that Davy didn't have sour wine in his life.
I take a deep breath there because I try not to knock him too much now.
I couldn't fathom it, and you know he's going up a pension age, and I couldn't believe this.
Well, you know why does that allow Davy, and you know why sometimes we have this banter going on, because not only him, there's a lot of people in Trinidad that actually is like Davy, and I don't want to take it for granted, and that's why we probably have this show, so we could talk about food and not take things for granted, and we could merge other cultures, because there are different foods out there, different cultures and different way that we could do and eat things. So if he never had bread and condensed milk, I mean, I was playing with him, but at the same time, I could understand, because there are so many foods that I never had, I never tried. And only when I travel, then I understand, okay, oh my God, like I was calling some stuff tabbouleh, simple stuff as chickpeas with olive oil. They put that in a blender, they blend that down and put olive oil, and they eating that with something called pita bread. Pita bread is a sada roti. We call it sada roti here. And that's a breakfast in the Middle East. In the Middle East, they take falafel. Falafel, again, is another chip piece. They put it in a blender. They blend it up. They see them with plenty of shadow benny and stuff. They make it into a ball. Then they cut open the same thing I'm talking about, the pita bread, like a sada roti. And they push that inside.
You know what you should have do? You should have asked Davina, and you should have bring it for him today. Given that Friday will be Eid.
Saturday's Eid.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Friday. The public holiday is Saturday. We could debate that, but I will work on today.
But then,
about sighting the moon.
Yeah, it's about the whole about the moon.
My friends, well, I grew up in the Muslim faith, but I don't really follow it as that's a different story. I don't want to get into that. But in terms of my friends who are dealing with it, they are suggesting to me, I just talked to one yesterday, and he said most likely it will be Friday. And of course, the government gave the holiday on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how they do the things, but in terms of that, it's more than likely it will be Friday.
So the sighting of the moon will be Friday evening.
If it is done Thursday, which is more, they would look at Guyana, right? If they look there and they see the moon, Friday is going to be Eid. For the Muslim community, it will be Friday.
Okay.
Saturday will be the observance of that day. That will be given by the government.
So why will the government give the day after and not the day of?
I don't know why they do these consultations, but I think it should have been done in terms of where they sighting the moon. And they can just like, okay, if there is going to be a natural disaster, let's just say a hurricane is going to pass. You can monitor it. I'm just like here. You can monitor it and say it's going to pass on specifically this day. So we give everybody today off.
I think that should have been done, especially for Eid. But every year, we always tend to have this problem. But more than likely, I will want to be corrected, but more than likely, it is going to be Friday.
So Friday evening is when the sighting of the moon...
Thursday evening, Davey, and Friday will be Eid.
Oh, so Thursday evening, more often than, more likely than not, the moon will be sighted, and
right.
It will be Eid.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Right.
However, in Trinidad, the holiday or the observance of it will be done on the Saturday.
On the Saturday.
But how does it...
And there was an article, I don't know if you missed it yesterday, there was an article in the papers as well in terms of where was a Muslim guy who wrote the article as well. And he is also predicting that it is going to be on Friday.
Okay.
So he sort of just cleared the misconception there for a number of persons. I know Saeed and all of them will maybe call in and they can share in terms of his perspective as well. I know he's a Muslim.
Mm.
So he can share and he can think about it. But I just want to wish everybody Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Karim, or however you want to put it. All the best to everybody if I don't get you again. So all the best, Davey.
Thank you very much, sir.
And Davey, I hope you get Tawain. I really, really, really hope you get Tawain.
Well, based on what I'm hearing, how it is done, and this kind of thickness, I doubt very much. I would...
What thickness?
It's not thick.
For sure,
it's
now
it's
there
like
anybody could make that. A five-year-old could make
could
that.
Could make that, exactly.
You just put up some water on the fire. It is already parched. You get it by Shiklisa. It's already parched. You just have to add some cherry, some almond, and some raisins. And it is served hot. What again you have to do, Dave?
Oh, it's something served hot.
Well, preferably, I would. I personally, I just make it ever so often. And I prefer it hot.
I prefer it hot too.
Yes, I prefer it hot. There are a lot of people, in terms of some of my friends, they prefer it cold. So some of them put it in the fridge.
And a lot of people make this say wine, and they just like it. It's just a drink that you just like. Because
so you don't sweeten it, especially sugar and sweetener?
In terms of if you have your family, baby, or if you have friends who in it, you know you're bound to get roti on that day. Roti is one of the dishes that will be cooked. And, of course, you'll get some curry there and well. And, of course, you'll have all the sweets. Barfi, gulab jamun, malida. You just name it. You will get it on that day as well. And, of course, for people who don't know, there is a lot of sharing of stuff. There's a lot of sharing and stuff in terms of where you package, bag, and you distribute.
Yeah, package,
My sister and I do that as well on that day. But they follow it now, so I can just tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kadeem. Appreciate you, man. Blessings to you, my brethren. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
In Islam, to have a pig as a pet is forbidden, as it has impurities and adverse health effects. Allah has said the prohibition in four of the Holy Quran. Pets can be dogs, cats, and parrots that are not deviating your attention from Allah. They can join. Okay. We can probably have an imam speak on what Eid is about. But so you can have a dog, a cat, or parrot. Once it's not, well, these are pets that are not deviating your attention from Allah.
Yeah.
But you can't have a pet pig. I think anybody who have a pet pig...
Let me just say it there. Because I got to say, I don't want a pet pig.
If I have a pet pig, I know you had a guy in a pot someday. A rabbit too.
Nah, boy, that them animal, a pig you're talking about, you know?
Well, if I was into that. But if I have I like my good friend, Howie T. Whenever I go by Howie and thing and play cards, Howie and his daughter, Reese, they have a big rabbit. I is often, you know...
A rabbit is different, I think.
I want to put a rabbit in a pot, bad boy.
Yeah.
Real bad.
I just want to clear up something I was saying earlier when we were talking about the pita bread, and I just bought Paris. I was just trying to show a comparison of the difference, the similarity of it. So when I talk about sada roti, isn't pita bread and sada is two different things, but the imagination, it's almost made the same way, you know, a roti type style. Right. So I just wanted to clear that up.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, man.
So now that we have that taking place and we in a gear with the fact that this month of Ramadan will come to an end, you know, like I said, I have never purposefully entered a fast to say I go and fast. I've never done that. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Davey, bro, chef.
Hey, buddy.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Davey, I want to tell you something that might change your mind about the rabbits.
What is that?
All right. Rabbits, they have a behavior called coprophagia. How coprophagia is eating of the stool, their stool. And they do that because they lack certain digestive elements intrinsically, so they have to keep gaining it from the diet and from the stool, right? So all rabbits eat their stool, their own stool.
What's the word?
Yeah, they do.
What's the word you call? What's the word you use?
Coprophagia.
Okay.
Copro is stool. And phagia, well, obviously, phagia is to eat, right?
Yeah.
Coprophagia. That is that is spelled C-O. All right. All right. Thanks much. That is spelled C-O-P-R-O-P-H-A-G-I-A.
Okay.
And it is the practice of eating stool or feces. Mm. Dogs do it. Some dogs do it. There's nothing more disgusting to a dog owner than seeing their dog eat its own.
I didn't know rabbit could do. Rabbit does that. So.
Or another dog's stool. Yeah.
So what are some of the animals they call them?
Well, you say rabbits. I know it's something among dogs. I've seen it. Well, this show is not about pets, but you can listen to the Morning Rumble as Friday, as we seek to get an imam on with Satish Mahabir to speak on the Eid.
Yeah.
The sighting of the moon. Because if the sighting of the moon is Thursday, right, which is Thursday evening, I believe, on sundown, then the hours that follow will be Eid, which will be Friday.
Yeah.
So how does the president now come and what was not enough consultation done with the imams of this country in order for us to reach to a consensus or conclusion that Eid will be celebrated or observed on Saturday? It's beyond me. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you tell me something, man?
Hmm.
Well, to my understanding, I think they use certain parts of the pig to make insulin.
Some research can be done on that. Yeah. Okay, I'm listening. What you heard about it?
And next thing is just recently, they use a pig heart on a human being. But it was a hospital, the person died.
Well, duh.
But if in the event it was successful, Muslim or not Muslim, I know that they worship a pig heart.
See again?
Muslim or not Muslim, if they were successful, right? People who suffer with heart, they were worshiping for a pig heart.
Okay. Well, you are correct. I mean, the insulin is normally derived from the pancreas of cows and pigs. So you are correct. So the animal sourced insulin is made from preparations of beef or pork, right? The pancreas, and has been used safely to manage diabetes for many
years. Well, a lot of animals, parts and the thing that we use, you know, a lot of that, you know, sometimes we don't even know sometimes, you know.
Well, somebody says with the exception of beef and pork insulin, which is no longer available, they're still being used safely today.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, how you're going to know if it's a beef insulin or a pork insulin you're getting when you're diabetic and you had to take this shot? I couldn't say.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know if it's written on the package or on the medication that you're about to ingest that it's.
And even if you're ingesting and you need it, you know.
Well, right. You know what I mean? If you need it, you need it, right? I guess.
Yeah. If you
know?
Need it, you need it.
But I mean, a lot of persons' religious beliefs stands. And I always say there's no compromise when it comes to those things. None. Yeah. Zero. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, Davey. Good afternoon. Just calling back. In response to the previous caller, he is not wrong in that insulin was derived from beef and pig and so on in the earlys, but that is now mostly replaced by RNA PCR technology.
Yeah, okay. Genetics.
With recombinant DNA, which Chef was alluding to in terms of the meat and stuff, the artificial meat that they're growing in the lab. Which is true. That's one. And two, xenografts, which is animal to human graft, again, is something historical and has never been successful. And now most people are looking towards stem cell and organ generation for,
yeah,
for
you're correct.
Transplants.
You're correct.
So the animal things are
kind of discontinued.
It's more or less historical.
It is, yeah. All right, thank you very much for sharing. It is kind of discontinued because, and I think the first human insulin, which was genetically engineered, synthetic human insulin, that was created back in 1978.
You know, I am thinking that, you know, sometimes my thought is like, you know, way back then when people wasn't really edified about this type of information, and for religious reason, you take these certain things and you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And
well, for all intent and purposes, the creator will understand the ignorance, your ignorance to the information. I mean, it's one thing I tell everybody, you know, we had to have love and get love, but no way it says that God have it. God is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a loving God, a God that is love, would understand beyond what we understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, remember, he knows the embryo stage of you. So he'd understand, well, you know what? The chef didn't know, you know. He totally innocent of it. He did not know.
Because no doctor in lining up and tell you, well, this
a pig insulin.
Yeah,
this
a pig insulin. Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
There's a pig, you know. You're into pigs or you're a beef man, you can get a beef insulin. I don't know if it is flavor better in your body. I don't know. But it did cause some allergic reaction in patients back then. Even though it was successfully used to save many lives over the years, we understand that it was genetically engineered and synthetically made back in 1978, where the E. coli. What do you call it? Bacteria was used to produce insulin. So I guess it's no longer pig and beef, and you know, it's being done differently. Folks, that's a wrap for us here on Tasty Tuesdays. We would have gone from religion to food to now medical.
Yeah, boy.
It's one thing on the Overdrive. You can get a variety of information inside almost every and any segment that we present to you guys. 56 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, 4 minutes on the upswing to 6. We want to say good afternoon to all. We want to thank all of our callers, texters, and those of you that shared information with us. Somebody says, what about using the pig and cow valves for heart surgeries? Well, you can probably check out base inside the doctors, that segment, and have that discussion. So we thank you very much. Remember, we say there are two things you can be in this world. You can either be concerned or fast. But anytime you're concerned about things that don't concern you,
then well, you're fast.
You're properly well fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Davey and Chef Sean Spencer in Tasty Tuesdays, you will never ever have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss us, we gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.